USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six Democrats are on the stage in Las Vegas for yet another Democratic debate. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said billionaires shouldn't exist. Moderator Chuck Todd asked Mike Bloomberg,
Mayor Bloomberg, should you exist?
I can't speak for all billionaires. All I know is I've been very lucky, made a lot of money, and I'm giving it all away to make this country better. And a good chunk of it goes to the Democratic Party as well.
At the same time, President Trump was speaking at a rally in Phoenix, Arizona, where he railed once again against the impeachment trial.
It was the radical left's pathetic attempts to nullify your ballots, poison our democracy, and overthrow our entire system of government. But guess what? They failed, and our poll numbers are higher today than they've ever been before.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
Chinese health officials have reported 114 new deaths that occurred in the previous 24 hours, raising the death toll in mainland China to 2118 since the epidemic began in December. Among the newly reported deaths, 108 occurred in the epicenter in the Hubei province. Health officials say there are now more than 75,000 cases of the virus worldwide. Also, the global death toll is now over 2,000, as France, the Philippines, Japan, and Taiwan have each reported a death outside of mainland China. More cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed on that cruise ship in Japan. Most of the American passengers have been flown home, but there are more than 620 confirmed cases on that Diamond Princess. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 115 points, the S&P 500 up 15, and the NASDAQ up 84. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A top defense official is the latest to be ousted at the White House. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The top Pentagon spokesman isn't giving much details about the reported resignation of a top policy official. Jonathan Hoffman says President Trump has the right to put together the team he wants.
John had the opportunity to serve in a senior position at the department for 3 years as an appointee of the president, but the president can make a decision to go a different direction.
Those comments as Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood was asked to submit his resignation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A now former candidate for the 2020 Democratic White House nomination has landed a media gig. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
Businessman and former candidate Andrew Yang is joining CNN as a political commentator. The 45-year-old recently dropping out of the race after poor showings in the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. He qualified for most of the Democratic debates and calls his followers the Yang Gang. He also proposed a universal basic income package that would have given every American $1,000 a month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.